Hey, what's going on? It is Saul over at Sup Up, and I just like to say welcome back to the Sup Up podcast, episode 25. Today, we're going to cover why you need citrulline malate. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. Now, in the early days, I was always looking for ways to go for longer in my workouts. And if you've been reading my blog or listening to my podcast for a while now, you'll know that the Sup Up nutrition guides, the Sup Up guides in general, are all about cutting through the fluff and educating you about things that work, both backed by research and my own practical use. I discovered it doesn't take a lot, just careful selection of things that are most effective. So essentially, less is more. And by now you've learned the benefits of other supplements such as beta-alanine, betaine anhydrous, also known as TMG, and other supplements. And they're just that, effective. And you've also learned how to use them, how much of them to use, and when to take them. But for this episode, we're going to cover another supplement that's useful, and that's citrulline malate, which was mentioned in both Sup Up Nutrition Guides and the Sup Up Noble Meal Planner. And we're basically going to cover its effectiveness at keeping you going strong, rep after rep, set after set, so you can break your PRs and keep progressing. So let's say you go to the store, or you hit up your favorite supplement website and you buy some pre-workout. Sure, that's great and all. But have you dialed in on what each supplement does individually and how or why it does it? This is where I believe some premixes can be bunk. Now, if you've ever been over to the Sup Up store, you'll know that I believe in buying supplements individually so you can tailor your own pre, intra, and post-workout mixes to your needs. You'll also know that when it comes to caffeine, I believe in learning to work out without it or cycle off of it so you don't become, or I should say, your body does not become used to it, thus rendering its effects useless. Now, citrulline malate, also known as L-citrulline, is one of the supplements you'll find in your pre-workout, but you'll also find it in intra-workout shakes. All right, so first off, what is citrulline malate? Well, citrulline malate is a compound made of the amino acid citrulline and natural salt malate, citrulline being found in foods like watermelon and cucumber, although in insignificant amounts. Now, as to what it does for the body, citrulline and malate, when combined together, reduce ammonia and lactic acid buildup in skeletal muscle and increase regeneration of ATP and nitric oxide production. All right, so that's very important when it comes to working out, because obviously we've all been familiar with the burn, and that is essentially just lactic acid building up in the muscles. All right, next question you probably have is, how does it help your workouts? Well, that being said, research shows that citrulline malate is known for things like increasing endurance, protecting muscles from fatigue, decreasing muscle soreness, and helping your muscles recover faster from intense workouts. And if you want to have a look at the research yourself, just check out Rim et al. 2020, Perez, Schizzato, and Jakeman 2010 under the references in the blog post version of this podcast. And I will link that in the description of the podcast, so you'll be able to check out the research for yourself. So let's move on to some of the research. And in particular, I'll talk to you about two specific studies, because what's information without some research backing it up? Now, two studies have showed the following results. The first study, which you can check out under Perez, Schizzato, and Jakeman 2010, did the following. Now, the study was carried out to determine the effects of a single dose of citrulline malate on the performance of flat barbell bench presses as an anaerobic exercise and in terms of decreasing muscle soreness post-workout. 41 men did two consecutive chest training sessions for a total of 16 sets. 8 grams of citrulline malate was used in one of the two training sessions, 1 hour before the workout. Placebo was used in the other. The men were then tested using the repetitions fatigue test at 80% of their 1 rep max in 8 sets of flat barbell bench presses during the chest training session. What were the results? The number of reps showed a significant increase when comparing the placebo session to the session where the men took citrulline malate from the third set evaluated. This increase correlated positively with the number of sets, achieving a whopping 52.92%. more reps and a 100% response in the last set. In addition, there was a decrease, 40% to be exact, which means getting back into the gym quicker, in muscle soreness 24 and 48 hours after the chest training session, and a response higher than 90% was achieved when supplementing with citrulline malate. So what does this show us? This shows that the use of citrulline malate can be useful in increasing athletic performance in high-intensity anaerobic exercises with short rest times and in relieving post-workout DOMS, aka delayed onset muscle soreness. This also shows citrulline malate can also be very useful to athletes undergoing intensive preparation involving a high level of training or in competitive events. So that's the first study. Now here's the second study. The second study, which you can check out under Rim et al. 2020, strengthening the first study, pulled together research from 13 different studies, doing and discovering the following. So that means that a systematic review and meta-analysis was conducted to determine the effect of citrulline supplements on post-workout rating, perceived exertion, also known as RPE, muscle soreness, and blood lactate levels. Now, several trials were looked at involving healthy people and that investigated the acute effect of citrulline malate supplements on RPE, muscle soreness, and blood lactate levels. And the supplementation time frame was also limited to 2 hours before exercise. In total, the analysis included 13 eligible articles, including a total of 206 participants. Now, what were the results when it came to this study? Okay, well, the most frequent dosage used in the studies was 8 grams of citrulline malate, and it was found that citrulline malate significantly reduced RPE and muscle soreness 24 and 48 hours post-workout. The same as the first study. Okay, so let's take things a step further. Let's pair these two studies with a less formal experience. Now, I've been using this stuff for years now and noticing a significant difference in workout duration and fatigue when reviewing my workout logs. And it's pretty clear that citrulline malate is definitely something to consider adding to your pre and intra workout stat. If you'd like to track your own progress with using citrulline malate, I would say go ahead and get your free workout logs over at the SupUp shop. You can download the sheets individually for free, or you can get the full workout logbook over on Amazon, which you can also get through the shop. All right, so that about wraps it up, guys. And I've been thinking, like, a few podcasts from now, it'd be a good idea to share with you a simple pre-workout mix that I've been using for years without all the fluff, without all the bunk, without all the unnecessary ingredients that they put into pre-workouts these days. So if you're interested in that, keep your eye on the Slip Up podcast and you'll see it drop shortly. Other than that, that is about it for now. Thanks for listening, and I will catch you on the next one.
If you like this, share it, subscribe, and comment below. If you really like this, but you don't have the SupUp guides yet, go ahead and buy them over at the SupUp website. The link is in the description below. The knowledge gained lasts a lifetime. Now, if you've already bought the guides, hey, thanks. Then go ahead and check out the other gear in my shop. From nutrition supplements to apparel, you can pick up some whey protein for your next workout, new threads for that sleeve-splitting arms day, or something else that'll help you remember that when it comes to fueling and training your body, once you learn how to, where you are matters less. Every item, the material, color, style, ingredients, and quality are all handpicked by me, so if I won't wear it, eat it, drink it, or read it, I will not sell it to you. It's that simple. If you go ahead and get the guides, you'll discover recipes with nutritional breakdown in each of the nutrition guides to make things nice and easy, and that's available under the snacks chapters, and previews of the chapters are available in the shop. With the workout guides, you'll get in-depth customizable workout plans with breakdowns of how to effectively and efficiently train your muscles no matter where you are. All guides teach you how to eliminate worries or concerns about getting the nutrition and strength and conditioning you need to stay fighting fit for when you're deployed or at home. And that's it, guys. Drop by next time for another great video to add to your workout and nutrition arsenal. And most importantly, stop doing guesswork. Start making the necessities of your life easier. Because if you know how to fuel and train your body, where you are matters less. That's it from me. Have a great week, weekend, whichever. Peace.